This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a rough transmission, but key to the ongoing fight against the globalist. It was over a month and a half ago that I said prepare for imminent SJW attacks. We'd already seen them saying hunt Republicans on CNN and Fox News. We'd already seen Congressman Scalise and others shot. We'd already seen city council members gunned down by the Democratic neighbors. We'd already seen Black Lives Matter of connected groups killing police all over the nation and the knockout game. But now we heard them say that their big event was coming this November 4th. Well, Rand Paul has a punctured lung and five broken ribs, and we've got a church with 26 dead people from an SJW atheist. It's all coming up, but first, this report. Out of Brazil, the former head of the DNC has come out and said Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders. I don't need to hear that from her. It's a fact. But I know she's telling the truth because what she's written about and gone public about in her new book is what happened at the time. It's all confirmed. But bigger than that, mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, Wolf Blitzer, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, they're all turning against the Clintons now because they know there's no way they can cover up the crimes they've committed.
Do you think, though, that what we're learning from Donna Brazile's book suggests that the campaign, that what the Democratic National Committee did, meant this election was rigged? I don't think it was. It's a pretty powerful charge.
Well, what we have to focus on now as Democrats is we recognize the process was rigged.
There, sort of shocking revelation from the former Democratic National Committee interim chair, Donna Brazile.
Here's what they don't know. They don't know what it was like to be over at the DNC during this hacking. They don't know what it's like to bury a child. I did, Seth Rich. They don't know what it's like to protect the staff from further harassment. They don't know what it's like.
We broke first that they rigged the nomination process against Bernie Sanders. We've been proven correct in triplicate. So again, we're the real news. MSNBC, the rest, they're the fake news. We also broke that Seth Rich clearly was executed and murdered as the head staffer over the emails for the DNC. There were major Homeland Security investigations over Pakistan, India, Russia, China, the EU, in our servers, Hillary's illegal servers. They wanted to cover it up. Donna Brazile has now come out and said she wanted to go to Homeland Security. She tried to get Jay Johnson involved, and Hillary and others said, shut up, don't look at it, don't investigate it. Incredible. But that pales in significance to the headline at Infowars.com from her book. Donna Brazile says she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. And that she basically thought the DNC or others were going to try to kill her to cover up what she knew about whatever was happening in those servers. This is the rats leaving the sinking ship. Donna Brazile is controlled by Biden, by Obama, and others, and they're trying to compartmentalize now the danger. But think about this. We got hammered. We got attacked. We got demonized for being the first to expose that Seth Rich was a political murder. Then WikiLeaks came out and said, we don't normally give up sources, but basically he's our source. We've got a big reward for whoever finds out who killed him. That's why they're now so desperate. And the fact that the Democratic Party establishment is running from the Clintons right now shows you the whole house of cards is coming down.
This is Roger Stone for InfoWars. Former DNC big Donna Brazile dropped a bombshell in her new book when she admitted that she feared for her life in the wake of the murder of Seth Rich. That means that Brazile knew that Rich had been murdered for political purposes. One need look only at the interview with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, where he says three times in regard to Rich that sources to WikiLeaks are in great physical danger. And then he posts a $25,000 reward for apprehension of Seth Rich's murderer. What more do you need to know? Roger Stone for InfoWars.
What more do you need, ladies and gentlemen? Donna Brazile, the former head of the DNC, has now come out publicly and said, I fear for my life. Seth Rich was probably murdered politically to cover up corruption in the DNC and a bunch of foreign countries inside our servers, and I'm not involved. And I'm not
it's incredible. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It's been said that you really find out what kind of people you're dealing with during a crisis. And every time there's a tragedy, in the state of Texas particularly, I'm really proud of how the people come together of every background, like we saw in Houston. But we saw Charlie Hebdo, we saw Hollywood, we saw Jennifer Lawrence, we saw countless Hollywood people say, good, I hope all those rednecks die in Houston because they voted for Trump. Even though Houston is arguably the most diverse city in the United States. And Paul Watson chronicled this last night on his Twitter feed in the aftermath of the biggest mass murder in Texas history. I guess even worse than the Tower shooting. And he chronicled all these prominent Democrat liberal Twitter accounts celebrating it, making jokes about it, despite the fact that I've looked at the videos the church put on its own YouTube and photos. The church was about half Hispanic. Just like South Texas, there isn't Hispanic or white. It's just everybody's married in together. And the church had a lot of Hispanic folks in it, and that's mainly who ended up getting killed, by the way. But the leftist media didn't care. They just ran with it that, oh, see, you right-wingers in Texas who ride your horses to work, and this is a rural area, by the way, you deserve to basically die. Then Newsweek wrote a big story trying to spin the whole report that the shooter, dishonorably discharged, Devin P. Kelly, from the Air Force for beating his wife and baby of a previous marriage 4 years ago, he was in the brig for it, so it was pretty serious for a while. He was locked up in jail for much of a year. We now know he was a devout atheist, an SJW, an animal rights activist, and was wearing black. The customary Antifa festoonery. Now, that said, if you remember the shooting in South Carolina with Dylan Roof, who went in and shot all of those people. Yes, there was one photo of him with a Confederate flag trying to be rebellious. And he probably was a racist. And he killed 9 innocent black people in cold blood. For months, every white person was guilty. Every Confederate flag was evil. The South was evil. The American flag was evil. George Washington was evil. Thomas Jefferson was evil. We all had to be collectively guilty for what one idiot turned out on psychotropic drugs, a big loser, was on, because there was one photo of him with a rebel flag. Well, we have Devin P. Kelly on his LinkedIn and on Facebook with a whole list and him putting out all of his beliefs in a fight fascism movement. And they've been trying to pull these down off of LinkedIn and off of Twitter and off of Facebook. We've confirmed these are his pages. there's some other satire pages that have, you know, made jokes or photoshopped him in with the Antifa flag that's not real. We've tracked it back. And that kind of stuff just hurts the truth, because then the media can point at it and say, oh, look, you know, this is all fake. No, ladies and gentlemen, Dylann Roof had a rebel flag and was into being a racist. Not that the rebel flag was racist, but for him it was. He made it racist. And Devin P. Kelly was definitely a anti-Christian globalist. Now, what have I been saying for months, building up into October and November? I said Christian churches. I specifically said Baptist churches. We're trying to find the video right now because for some reason the globalists really hate Baptist churches. Baptist churches, primary schools, secondary schools, colleges, sporting events, rock concerts, country music events. Think of the mindset of an SJW that wants war. Think about their past history and think about what they're going to do, because they can go out, kill a bunch of Christian conservatives, and then blame the Second Amendment all at the same time. Because, again, they want the leftist ideology to dominate and take over the culture and the society. So they want guns, but they want your guns. And this is all the more reason for all of us to have our own self-defense in this country. Now, that said, we're going to break all of that down coming up today. Then we have Trump's incredible visit to Japan and now to South Korea. And the tensions there. We have the other attacks on Christians and conservatives that happened over the weekend. We have Rand Paul tackled from behind by his socialist SJW neighbor, another doctor who's anti-Trump, a big globalist fan, broke five of his ribs, punctured his lung, much more serious than originally known. He was given a class 4 felony. That's like walking your dog without a leash. Absolutely outrageous. So Paul has ribs fractures, lung contusions after apparent assault by his SJW neighbor who was an avowed socialist, even though he had a house, you can see the photos, three times bigger than Rand Paul's $500,000 house, and made a fortune selling quack rice bags that help back pain on Home Shopping Network. I love it. Another virtue-signaling socialist who's worth millions of dollars, and then assaulting Rand Paul. Isn't that just special? And then, of course, the really giant news, the humongous, ultra-massive, incredibly important news that's coming up. Donna Brazile, we have the clips. I considered replacing Clinton with Biden as 2016 nominee. Donna Brazile, quote, go to hell, I won't shut up about Hillary stealing the nomination and Seth Rich's death. She called him a friend and a colleague and just keeps pointing out that he was murdered and that she was scared for her life. I mean, what is she telling you? She is 1 millimeter from saying investigate Hillary for the murder. She is crying out for help. Who had the illegal server? Hillary. Who was involved with the Russians and told Brazil, don't let the FBI and Homeland Security in the computers when they tried 22 times to get in, and the DNC said no. You said, well, why didn't they just get a warrant? The DNC, they thought Hillary was going to be president. She had her FBI director in. She had her Homeland Security head in. She'd been co-president with Obama, basically, running the State Department. And so they didn't do it. But now it's all imploding. Praise God for that. This is really, really amazing news. And she dedicated her book to the patriot, Seth Rich. This is big. This is rats leaving the sinking ship, ladies and gentlemen. It all, quote, broke last week. A lot of you were saying, wait a minute, we heard about this a year ago plus, Alex. I know, you get next year's news today, literally, at InfoWars and NewsWars. That's why we're under such attack, because we force these issues out in the open. Now, I'm going to stop right there. We're having to end the specials and have ended the specials on X2 and a bunch of other products for 50% off. But we do have new specials that are running right now on DNA Force, which has 150-plus studies we're even able to quote to you that are listed at InfoWarsLife.com, where it literally allows your telomeres to last longer, effectively extending them. It doesn't make them grow. It just doesn't make them shrink. It is one of the only proven compounds, BioPQQ, CoQ10, and others together, that detoxify the mitochondria, that detoxify the DNA, that detoxify the inner cell areas and those toxic plaques that build up. It has a 4.8 review, 96% on power reviews, unprecedented out of 1,100 reviews. DNA Force is the equivalent of $500 and $600 other formulas that are sold by doctors and that people then pay three, four times what they should, just done by doctors. We sell it for literally only a 70 to 80% markup, not a 200, 300, 400, 500% markup as most nutraceuticals. This is nutraceutical grade. Some of the compounds are drugs in other countries. It is amazing. You want to detoxify. It's been proven to cause nerve regrowth. So you may have old injuries that kind of went numb. The scar tissue might bring some old pain back. I mean, it's got some good side effects as nerves come back. But find out. 25% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And Biome Defense is back. 10% off additionally when you sign up for AutoShip. That way you support us each month. Cancel any time and get big discounts. Thanks for supporting us. Stay with us.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Before I get into the terrible, tragic shooting by a atheist, bloodthirsty dirtball, and atheists are going to say, "Hey, don't blame all atheists for what he did." Well, I actually agree with you, but you blamed all white people, the left did, for one degenerate, crazy white guy that killed nine people up at a black church in South Carolina. So I'm just pointing out that you see that conservatives are not blaming all liberals or all atheists for this. But we are pointing out he was wearing black, was an Antifa supporter, and was a big SJW, and this did happen the day after the November 4th. He couldn't do it on November 4th because there aren't any churches that were meeting then. But there were on November 5th. Just like Rand Paul had five ribs broken and a punctured lung by his socialist neighbor who hated his guts and reportedly was a huge SJW on his own Facebook, drooling over the violence that we've seen. So there you go. And a lot more of this is happening. You see it. You don't see conservatives beating up Hillary supporters on the street. You see leftists throwing hot coffee on and punching in the face and attacking from behind and knifing the tires and knockout gaming and shooting cops because they want a violent revolution. Then they play dumb when we point it out. Now, before I get into that, I want to go over some fake news. Remember a few months ago, it was a little boy, partially handicapped, from the chest down, in his chair, visiting the White House. And Trump spent more time with him than anybody in the room combined. Talked to him several minutes, talked to him again later. Well, Trump's walking by, shaking other hands. The child reaches out again. Trump doesn't see it. And the media said, look, Trump ignored the child. What a dirty, horrible person. Even though 20 seconds before in the clip, you see that Trump was spending time with the child. Well, they've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com story by Paul Joseph Watson up at DrudgeReport.com as well, the middle column. Triggered. Media goes into meltdown over Trump feeding fish in Japan. Now, it shows the prime minister first show a little bit out and then dump the whole thing in as well. But the media only showed Trump doing it and makes it look like Trump did it improperly. By the way, anybody that has anybody that knows how to feed koi knows that you do dump it in. So again, CNN video doesn't show that the prime minister threw in his whole batch as well. It only cuts to Trump dumping the whole thing in to, again, make it look like Trump is being buffoonish and being a thug or being a ogre. So everything he does must be turned around to be a bad thing or a weird thing. That's the rule. Whatever they see, they basically invert it. So that story is, again, up on Infowars.com. If you want to see the full video versus what the CNN folks had edited, and whether it's something like that, like what just happened with the koi fish, or it's something similar to what happened when the little handicapped boy is trying to shake the president's hand after he's already spent more time with him than anybody else, and the president is busy shaking other hands and doesn't see it and moves on, they turn that into him being a vicious, horrible person. And again, this is what they do on every single front, every single time. In fact, let's keep rolling the video for TV viewers. When he first came in, he did spend a lot of time with the boy. But then when he's spending time shaking other hands and the boy is reaching out, Trump is focused on them and does not go back to him. They do the same thing with his wife, who has impeccable etiquette, and he'll be reaching out to her in a crowd as they're supposed to be walking off a runway or whatever, and she's focused and will pull her hand away because that's not the etiquette. And they spin it that, oh, his wife hates him. Or Trump will reach his hand in doubt to another president or first lady or prime minister, and they'll shake her hand first. They'll cut the video and say that it's being done because they are disrespecting the president because they don't like him. And look, I know we've got North Korea crises. I know we've got Antifa running around attacking Rand Paul and shooting up baseball events of senators and knockout gaming people and burning down buildings and shooting cops in the back and attacking churches. I know we've got a lot of serious stuff going on. But if you look at how they take just normal Trump etiquette, where he does a great job with world leaders, has incredible energy, incredible stamina, running circles around any president in modern history, they take that strength and run it down. And they just keep running more and more. So when I defend the president, I'm not defending the president because I'm in some cult of personality. I'm defending the president because I'm defending reality. And because I realize that the social engineers are involved in an attempt to overthrow reality. And so I have to defend Trump, because if you give in to them, they then are able to run the tables and social engineer our country and the world into oblivion. And again, I know as an audience, you understand that. We have to continue to expose the fake news. Newsweek and their entire corporation has laid off half their employees. 4 years ago, they laid off a third. They are, 20% now of what they were. Have they gotten better? No, they write even more deceptive garbage and say that this guy that shot up all these people in a church, killing 26, including members of his ex-wife's family, his second wife's family, they're saying there's no connections, none of it's real, it's all made up with no evidence, despite the fact the state police, the governor's office, the lieutenant governor, the Daily Mail, all of them are reporting what we reported last night, that it is his LinkedIn account, it is his Facebook account they've now removed, and indeed they've talked to his neighbors, they've talked to his classmates, they said he was a Christian-hating atheist who'd been discharged dishonorably, that means he couldn't own guns anymore, for assaulting his first wife and child. A cowardly sack of garbage, wearing the Antifa black, going into a church where he knew people would be disarmed to slaughter a bunch of people because his wife, his ex-wife, dared to go to a church and he was going to show her who the boss was. Well, he came outside and a middle-aged plumber engaged him, shot him through the body armor. He was reportedly bleeding when he got in his truck. They chased him 95 miles an hour down the road. And the police are now saying he shot himself, though they do say there was a gunfight between the driving vehicles. I think the police are just making sure that the two patriots can't be sued for doing the right thing and taking this guy out. But regardless, the cowardly atheist, globalist SJW is now as dead.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is slow loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big things are happening in Asia with Trump's visit that the media is trying to spin. We've got the biggest mass murder shooting in Texas history with an atheist SJW dirtbag, as the mainstream media is desperate to cover that up. We have Rand Paul with a punctured lung and five broken ribs after he got attacked by his SJW neighbor, who absolutely hates Rand Paul and President Trump and said so. We've got all of that. I've got the whole counter coup going on in Saudi Arabia on the plate to cover, where all the big globalist allies of the Bushes and the neocons, the people that support the Arab Spring, are all getting arrested. and some are dying in helicopter crashes, and some are getting killed at their homes because they didn't put their hands up. I don't support this authoritarianism, but Saudi Arabia is already an authoritarian hellhole for the general public. And so the globalist interlopers that have been working with Iran and trying to double deal against the U.S., the true bad guys are getting killed because Trump went over there and gave them an offer they couldn't refuse. Trump is incredible. They are wiping out the SJWs, the pro-globalists, the royal princes that owned Fox News and that were anti-Trump and anti-America, the Clintons' biggest supporters, the Bush's biggest supporters, are being wiped out. That's a fact. Trump-era Saudi prince signals death of Bush-Clinton globalism. I'm going to tell you, Trump is something else, ladies and gentlemen, because, see, those that live by the sword die by the sword. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. And just like Obama put us under the TPP and all these other unelected tyrannical groups, Trump can kill it with executive power. Trump is outperforming what I thought he could ever do in the first 4 years, in the first 11 months. I am dumbfounded at how real this is. Is it perfect? No. Is he hiring a lot of globalists? Does they know where the bodies are buried and how to get the job done? Absolutely. But you know what? They're doing what he tells them. He snaps his fingers and says, jump. They say, how high, sir? And that's why they ate his guts. They want to be in the power. They want to be in the structure, but they don't like following his orders. And as the economy turns back on and as prosperity comes back and as optimism comes back and as pride in things that are good and wholesome comes back, the whole Hollywood pedophile scumbag network is circling the toilet bowl, and then Donna Brazile comes out. You can say what you want. She is a real lady in that she is not reading off teleprompter and that she's a street fighter and that now she's talking and telling really what she thinks. She's glowing. Glowing. Compared to when she was putting out Clinton talking points, she looked like she'd been run over by a truck. But now that she's saying what she wants, I want to play most of this interview coming up the next hour. Brazil shaken and angered, Democrats shaken and angered by Brazil book, and she basically says Seth Rich was murdered by the DNC, the Democrats were in bed with the Russians, she didn't want to be part of it, they blocked Homeland Security being involved, she wanted to remove Hillary off the ticket and put Biden on, they stole the election from Sanders. We told you all of that with precision at the time. And I'm only pointing out why InfoWars is so demonized by mainstream media and by the globalists, by the Democrats, and by the rhinos, and why they struggle to keep our information from the president's desk, though now I know that blockade has been lifted. General Kelly and others hadn't figured out who was who yet. And now there's been some double-crossing going on against people in the administration that meant well, but that were fooled by deep staters. And now there's massive solidification behind the president across the board as it becomes apparent Trump's winning, the Trump agenda's winning, and the Trump agenda is powered. When you open up the engine, when you open up the hood, you see the pistons, InfoWars, Drudge Report, Sean Hannity. But driving those pistons are military, the American people, those that didn't back down when Americana was demonized and attacked, those that went under the peer pressure and didn't care and didn't give in and didn't take it lying down. You were the vanguard that made it okay to like free market and to like success and to like America and to promote it against the globalist model that is such a failure for the general public, but so good for the elites. And because of you, the gasoline, the oxygen, in the pistons, in the carburetor, in the engine, the economy's come roaring back. And we've seen some dirty white smoke and black smoke shooting out the back of the tailpipe. There's been some sputtering and some backfires, and the engine's sounded like it was about to sputter out a couple times, but Trump expertly pumped the accelerator just right, put it in gear, got us rolling down the road, put it in another gear, and now we're driving down the road 100 miles an hour, and there's no smoke coming out the tailpipe, and all of a sudden the engine's hitting on all cylinders and sounds smooth and good. Now Trump can pull the car in to the service station and say, let's get this sucker upgraded and even better. But he had to get it out of the junk heap where the globalists were about to scrap the country on the altar of the New World Order. He had to get the old jalopy out of the wrecking yard where they had it ready next to be put in the crusher. And boy, we snuck in there in the middle of the night and we put gasoline in there and we dumped some ether down in the carburetor and we got it on fire. Quite frankly, as we drove that old car out of the wrecking yard, she had fire coming out the tailpipe and was sputtering and clanking. But we got her down the road, baby. We got her down the road. You want an allegory? That's one right there. And right now, we're about to drive that car into the fine service station of the Free Republic. And we are that car, ladies and gentlemen. We are that old jalopy about to get a new engine, a new interior, new brake lines, new brake pads, new mufflers, new paint of coat, new tires, new wheels. The whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is going in and about to come out the other side, and the New World Order doesn't know what to do. That's not optimism, by the way. We can do almost anything with the level of technological development we've already reached. If we're just not mentally ill, and we just don't give in to the globalists and the social engineers that want to control the whole thing and don't want free market. If we can just deal with our own evil and our own internal problems, that's all of us individually. To not drink too much, not eat too much, not be selfish, to not be hateful, but to be strong and to work hard and to thank God for all the blessings we've been given and to reach out to others, then humanity's future is unbelievably bright. We have some big obstacles to hurdle first, though. It's going to get rougher before it even gets better. It's an experience we're going through right now. It's a journey, and the journey is the destination. We're going to face AI. We're going to face plagues. We're going to face nanotech. We're going to face all sorts of bizarre criminal networks and groups. We're going to face the evil side of humanity plugging into really high-tech systems. But we're also going to get a chance to see the good side of humanity plugging into all this as well. And it's going to be an incredibly spectacular, exciting journey of discovery and contest and warfare and resistance and striving that we're all about to experience. All right, I'm going to come back and get to the governor's part of his press conference, some of the heroes that stopped this guy from killing more people, and how it was good guys that took out the bad guy with the gun, and how the globalists are fighting to cover up the fact this guy was an atheist, Christian-hating SJW, coward, a piece of crap, wanted to show everybody what a little spoiled brat baby he was, how he was going to throw a big temper tantrum and, you know, kill his second wife because she didn't want to hang around with a big slob like him. It's scumbags like this is the reason we've got our Second Amendment. And by the way, overall gun crime's down the last 25 years. So statistically, gun crime is down. Stay with us.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why New Mana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Mana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your New Mana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the 26 people's family members that survive, the families of the 26 dead down in Sutherland, Texas. A place I've stopped many times to eat lunch or dinner when I'm driving down to the beach or driving back from the beach. You drive right through Sutherland, and it's got a post office and a couple restaurants, but really it's a one-horse town. Doesn't even really have a stoplight up till you get to the highway, and it is a farming and ranching area, and it's a bunch of white people and Hispanics down there. Really don't really see any black folks, and they all just get along real well. They're all pretty much intermarried, and it's really, really sad to see things happen like this by a foaming at the mouth evil atheist. Again, I will not blame all atheists or all liberals or all Antifa for this, but when Dylann Roof went and killed 9 innocent black people for no reason because he was a degenerate, mentally ill scumbag, out of his mind, the media blamed all white people and Christians and Southerners collectively. And there was all the hysteria, pulling down rebel flags, people getting assaulted at Adam, when the rebel flag had nothing to do with slavery. Today it does, because the media made it a racist symbol. But I'm not going to sit there and get into that debate. The point is that Texas shooter liked atheist Facebook pages and SJW causes. We first broke that yesterday. Paul Watson did. To Infowars.com, and what we broke is now confirmed. Daily Mail, Associated Press, you name it. Some other people added images of SJW flags to his own site, which were not there previously, poisoning the true reports. So I don't know if that's being done on purpose by folks or what's going on, but no, it is confirmed, but there is no place where he had the SJW Antifa flag. He just supported it and linked to it and said he was fighting fascism. Here's another one out of the Daily Mail. Creepy, crazy, and weird. Former classmates say Texas governor was an outcast who preached his atheism online before killing 26 of the state's worst mass shooting ever. So, by extension, all atheists, all Antifa, all SJWs are to blame. Texas shooting suspect. Suspect denied gun permit, governor says. Well, of course he had to be denied it. I'm going to play that first here in a moment. Governor Abbott, because he had a dishonorable discharge, that's like a criminal conviction in the military. That's one of the reasons under the 68 Gun Control Act that you can't buy a gun. If you're a felon, if you've been adjudicated mentally ill, or if you've been dishonorably discharged, you can't buy a gun. So again, he clearly got the gun illegally. We're going to find out, but the media keeps spinning it. Meanwhile, sharpshooting plumber fired shot that took down Texas church gunman. We're going to get to some of that coming up in a moment. Imagine if this had been some other state where people weren't armed. It could have gone on a lot longer. Now, right now, let's go ahead and go to Texas Governor Abbott confirms Devin Patrick Kelly was denied gun license. Here it is.
In terms of how to make it less likely that you see a man like this get access to a weapon like this and be able to do what he did here.
Well, obviously, people want answers, but equally obvious, here we are less than a day after the event happened, where there's more unknowns than there are knowns. Like, let me share with you this one fact that I am told by the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, and that is that Devin Kelly sought to get a license to carry a gun in the state of Texas, but the state of Texas denied him the ability to get a gun. So how was it that he was able to get a gun? By all the facts that we seem to know, he was not supposed to have access to a gun. So how did this happen? But, Chris, that is just one of the unknowns out there. We are in search of answers to these questions, and the answers will be coming to light here in the coming days.
All right.
And before we can...
And as the lieutenant governor said, this is clearly an anti-Christian targeting. Like if a white guy targets a black church, you can pretty much bet he didn't like black people, Dylan Roof. Well, if this guy's targeting a church, you can tell he doesn't like Christians. And then, lo and behold, he's an atheist who hated Christians. This is all 2 plus 2 equals 4. In a motive, in an event, you look at who's targeted to find the motive. Now, here is one of the heroes of the Texas church shooting tells of car chase after gunman. And again, he was the second person to join in after the sharpshooting plumber fired a shot that took down the Texas church gunman. The man hailed as a hero for confronting the Texas mass shooter during his rampage as a sharpshooting plumber with no military background who hit the gunman through a gap in his body armor, according to a report. Stephen Willieford managed to shoot Devin Kelly before jumping in another man's truck and chasing him down, the Daily Mail has reported. And it goes on to say that they did. The police have now released more. So they had a rolling gun battle at 95 miles an hour. And they basically shot him again and made him go off the road and, quote, wrecked out. Now, the police are saying that he may have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I think the police are doing that so that there's no liability for the citizens that actually took him out. But we'll see. Regardless, they stopped him. They shot him. They drove him off the road. Here is Johnny Langendorf, who drove the other man during the ongoing gun battle, like something out of the movie The Road Warrior. Here it is.
I just pulled up to an intersection and saw gunfire. The shooter got in his truck. The gentleman in the with the rifle came to my truck as the shooter took off, and he briefed me quickly on what had just happened and said that we had to get him, and so that's what I did. We hit about 95 going down 539 trying to catch this guy until he eventually lost control on his own and went off in the ditch. He went off in the ditch, hit a hay bale from what I could see, and then he just never moved after that. He didn't get out. He didn't try anything. Once the police showed up, they moved me and the gentleman back, and then everybody showed up and they took action. I didn't really have time to hear about anything. It was more see and do, think, you know, act now, ask questions later. And he just affected so many people's lives. Why wouldn't you want to?
So you see the best and worst in people at times like this. An area resident told a paper that Williford, an avid biker, attends another church, learned about the shooting when his daughter called to say a man clad in body armor was shooting worshipers. The local said that although Williford had no military background, he didn't hesitate when it came to face-to-face with a suspect. He managed to squeeze off a round that struck the gunman who dropped his Ruger AR-15 variant. Williford jumped into a truck driven by another local, Johnny Langendorf, who just heard from, who witnessed the confrontation, and the pair gave chase. Langendorf later told reporters about the dramatic pursuit. I pulled up to the intersection where the shooting happened, and I saw two men exchanging gunfire, the other being the citizen of the community, he said. The shooter of the church had taken off, fled in his vehicle, and the other gentleman came up and said, we need to pursue him, and then he just shot up the church. So that's what we did. I just acted. And then it goes on to break down what they did. Langendorf's girlfriend, Summer Cadell, said Kelly died a few feet away from Langendorf. The local men said Kelly had already dead when they found him. He was bleeding pretty bad, the resident told the news outlet of Kelly while he was driving. He didn't live much longer than that. Martin confirmed police had found Kelly dead. So there you go. That's what happened. And you can read the state police account. It basically matches that. But that is great that they acted quickly and ended up killing this slime ball. Because remember, Cuomo on CNN that wants to ban your guns has his own bodyguards. And his thug brother has his own bodyguards. And the ruling class has their own bodyguards as they bring in hundreds of thousands of military-age men from the Middle East carrying out weekly terror attacks on the American people. And we've seen the new spin out of CNN and others saying that, well, if he'd have been a jihadi, we'd never hear the end of it from people in Texas. Yes, because that's somebody you brought in artificially that wants to kill us. We're also upset about mentally ill, devil-worshipping, you know, because usually a lot of these folks call themselves atheists. They really mean they're anti-Christian. It's kind of like Antifa calls themselves anti-fascist. They're really communist. And I've told you, a lot of these folks are devil worshipers. They hate Christians. It's what they want to do. And everybody needs to be armed to protect themselves legally and lawfully in this day and age. Because even though statistically it's rare to be shot and killed in this country, it's becoming more common in those statistics to be killed by a leftist who's gone and gotten firearms training. All right, folks, second hour coming up with a bunch of special guests, your phone calls and more. InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force, and Biome Defense is back in stock, and it's your purchases that make it all possible. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got all the pro-gun apparel and more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.